This is Ozarks at Large. It is Wednesday, and most Wednesdays, Daniel Hintz from downtown Bentonville comes in. This is one of those Wednesdays. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, Kyle, for having me.
Before we talk about what's coming up, sorry about the snow on Friday.
Yes. Well, it's the nature of outdoor events. The funny thing was the theme was art and nature, and
there
chalk one up for nature.
Yes.
On that one. I wish art would have won, but no, nature won.
You didn't know it was art versus nature.
No, I didn't. I didn't. You know, and it was interesting to have
snow. You salvaged some. You had some of the musicians indoors and things like that.
Yeah. We were able to take a couple of the musicians and post them out, which is also part of something we're trying to do more of in downtown Bentonville.
Live and learn.
Yeah, live and learn. We made lemonade out of lemons, or ices, lemon ices out of lemons.
There you go. Hey, the dog days are coming up at Farmer's Market.
Yes, the dog days are definitely coming up. We've had a little bit of a rough patch starting out with the Farmer's Market, and I think some of our local farmers have been struggling a little bit. And so some of the offerings that are normally early in the season will be pushed back a couple days.
But you know, one of the good things about this, if you're going to look for the silver lining, is reminding us how food actually is grown. You know, watermelons in the grocery store in January did not come from here.
No. And I think that's why people go shop at the farmers markets throughout Northwest Arkansas. They really get to understand sort of the local ecosystem of our foodways. With that said, while the farmers market is predominantly driven, obviously, by produce and fresh meats, we do special programming on occasion, pad that out. And Dog Days is one of those programs. And I will tell you, there are a lot of dogs in Northwest Arkansas.
Yes, there are.
And a lot of dog lovers in Northwest Arkansas as well. And so really, on May 18th at the Farmers Market, we're going to be celebrating dogs and their owners and all the majesty and wonder that they bring to our community. Vet IQ is a sponsor for that day, and we've got a dog parade that starts at 9. You don't need to sign up or anything. Just show up with your dog and dress them up, because we're going to have a couple costume contests. And I'll tell you, there are some people that really get into this. Borderline uncomfortably so, I think. But it is really cool. It is really cool to watch that. There's going to be all kinds of different dog activities, as well as some giveaways and some other things. So definitely at the market on May 18th, bring down your dog, and we're going to have a great, great time.
June is not that far away.
No.
And you have, what, the Art and Culinary Festival?
Yes. The entire month of June is dedicated to the Art and Culinary Festival in Bentonville.
Wow.
We have multiple events, upwards now to almost 45 or 50 events through the entire month of June. We're not producing all of them. We have a lot of mainstay events, but we're also working with entities like Crystal Bridges, the Walton Art Center, 21C, a lot of local galleries, restaurants. A lot of folks are pitching in to be able to make this big event. The Parks and Rec Department, even the Bentonville Public Library are all sort of contributing programming and activities to really make this a large event. And it launches June 1st.
Well, if it's month-long in June, that would be the best day to do it.
Exactly. Not only did we sort of launch some specialties around the Bentonville Farmers Market, where we would normally have chef demonstrations on the first and third Saturdays of every month, we are now going to have sort of culinary and chef demonstrations every Saturday through the entire month of June, bringing in some guest chefs, bringing Tuscan Trotter and Chef Rob Nelson, who's a mainstay at the market back all those times. But in that evening, really, it's that opening celebration. We're calling it the Arts Fete. It's going to be at the Peel Mansion, which is a gorgeous setting to produce an event there. Lots of food. Rodney Block and the Real Music Lovers out of Little Rock. We had these guys 2 years ago. Man, if there's a band that knows how to rock a house, man, these guys are incredible. He's a trumpet player. He has performed for U.S. vice presidents. He's been booked at the Arkansas Governor's Mansion a lot. So he's really prolific on the Little Rock scene. Mm-hmm. But he sort of brings this great jazz, R&B sound. So he's really the guy, and his group's going to come down to really launch this whole month of events. You can pick tickets from our organization at 479-254-0254. Tickets are $40 for members of our organization or $55 for non-members. The event is sponsored by NCR, and they're helping us kind of keep those ticket prices at that level, because we're going to have tons of food, great music, and the proceeds go back to support the month-long production of the events. And that's just the start. They can go to our website, downtownbentonville.org, for more information, keep up with all the calendar of events with that whole thing.
And you've got a film challenge coming up.
I do. Now, this is something that was sort of birthed from the expansion of what was the Art Walk, which was founded probably a little over 10, 12 years ago by Becky McCoy, which was all focused on visual artists. Now we have an entire month-long festival focusing on art and culinary. Out of that and the process and a bunch of folks, Ross McCartney, who's a gentleman here in Northwest Arkansas, came to us with the idea of some sort of film challenge, if you will. First, we looked at 72 hours. Well, someone had already taken that name. So, well, what comprises of 72 hours? Well, 4,320 minutes. And it kind of just rolled right off the tongue once you've been in meetings for 4.5 hours. So we called it the 4,320-minute or 4,320 film challenge. So basically, filmmakers come to a very important meeting. I believe it's going to be on the 17th or the 18th of June. And they find out the special theme, or they find out the props that they need to have in this film. They then have 72 hours, or 4,320 minutes, to write.
Also known as 3 days.
Correct.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Also known, Stephen.
Yes.
I don't know. It gets all confusing. You throw in time and
yes,
deadline.
Right.
And,
right.
So they have to come in with this film done, completed, finished, and ready to be shown to a discerning audience of friends, families, and the other teams who will mock them mercilessly for the other films. And it's really a good time. We show it on the 22nd. It will be at the Bentonville Public Library. It's always free.
And it's something now that you can do so inexpensively.
Yes.
People make films with their iPhones.
They do. And last year we did have films made with iPhones. And we also had some
We can't call it a film then, can we? A movie.
Well, a movie. Correct.
Right.
Really, we had kids, kid teams. We had professionals join up. And it's really just a fun, goofy thing. They're 7 minutes long or less.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really fun for those couple days to see people running all over downtown Bentonville, film crews. All of a sudden, you see this weird cop chase coming through the town. I mean, it's really, really crazy. And then on the 22nd is when we get to show them. Go to our website, downtownbentonville.org. Pick up an application. Applications will be due June 17th, right around that same time. And it's just lots of fun.
Daniel Hintz, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.